And what did you say your name is, please?
Alec Harvin.
Alec Harvin, and what do you do?
I'm a state legislator from Clarendon County, District 66. It's a small, rural, predominantly agricultural county in the lower part of the state. It has a population of approximately 26,000. My constituency is roughly between 21 and 22,000. Primarily black, approximately 61% black.
And why did you decide to come up today to be with us?
To visit with some of the people at the conference over here. I had a friend here, Mr. Lane, and another friend, Elaine Reed, who used to work for my congressman over there, John Jenrette.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't hurt, since you have a lot of women constituents and black constituents.
True. I enjoy attending meetings. I'm leaving here to go to the Truckers Convention in Myrtle Beach tonight. It's about 2.5 hours down there. I will probably miss the buffet tonight, but I'll eat it hard as I'll have my lunch there on the road as usual.
That won't hurt a thing, I don't guess. Well, would you tell me what you think about the conference in terms of its importance?
I think it's a really, I don't know that much about it. I really came over to see what was going on. And I'm sure it will be important, though. It's any time when people get together to exchange ideas, you're beginning to move. You're beginning to make progress, you know.
Have you become aware of the fact that women do have many, many problems in the 1970s? If so, how do you feel about all this, the changing role of women?
It's changing. I tell you what, you do find people sometimes caught up, you know, in a time when you don't know quite what role. You have a lot of women raising families for the first time with no male, you know. You have, I guess some states say women adopt children alone, you know, like that. And it's different. You're not in the role that women once were, where you stayed at home and you didn't work and you raised the children and did the homework at night. It sure is. And a lot of people have problems adjusting to it. A lot of men do, too. Some men feel a little displaced in life, I think. Man. A little threatened sometimes by women, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Do you have anything you would like to tell us in terms of your insights into women's issues, the problems that are peculiar to women? Do you think?
I actually think women are very much smarter than men on a whole.
Oh, no, don't tell me something like that. Tell me something for real.
I do. I do believe that. I always feel like women are better, particularly in teaching, in the teaching field, than men are. Much, much more so. I've always preferred women teachers to men teachers.
Really?
Really, I do. I personally work along with women better than I do some men, because I'm not an organized person, and most women are very, very well organized, and they tend to take up where I leave off.
And so you're working on it pretty well with women.
Very well.
See if there is another question I need to. Do you have anything special you would like to tell us before you run off for your Hardee's hamburger?
Yeah, I'm enjoying the conference, having a nice time. For my 10 or 15 minutes I've been here, I'm going to enjoy going around and talking to people on the inside and seeing what's happening.
Oh, you didn't go in for the
program? We adjourned maybe 30 minutes ago at the State House, and I went upstairs and got up an armload of papers and letters I dictated today and a briefcase full of papers to take home and read tonight, and just walked across the street.
And after you get to the Truckers Convention, you'll get away, you will get to sleep about 2 o'clock in the morning?
Probably about 2 in the morning, probably read till about 3. I got in about 2:30 this morning from adjournment party, and I was up about 6:30, 6:15.
Is the General Assembly adjourned?
For practical purposes, we'll come back next week.